Levandad la mezain a mezbeis. Heichi dami misukenes. How do we, when does the behemoth fall into the category of a misukenes? Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav, kol shemamidin oisa ve'eno yamedes. That they were mamid the behemoth through Geora or through Hakor, and they can't stand. So that's a simen that the behemoth is a misukenes. Rav Chanina bar Shlomo Mishmei de Rav Omar, afilu eicheles bikoyes. The Marav Ranshberg says bikoyes perish chatiches shalaitzim. Afilu, it's eating small pieces of wood. So what's the chiddush? So the chiddush is lechayre. You need strength to eat this. So lechayre from the achila, perhaps one could derive that it's not a misukenes. For the teretz is from achila is no raya that it's not a misukenes. The Miri says, meshekoyach achila harbe pomim einei bo mitzad habriyis. That means could be she's like very sick. It's still have a koyach achila, even though you need koyach to eat these chatiche shalait. Or a second, Pshat, Machmas, Doichik, Misa, Isekain, it's before the Misa, maybe there's some adrenaline that gives it up as a koyach to eat, but it does not in any way show that it's not a misukenes. Rami, by Yecheskeloma, Afilu, Oicheles, Koyreis. Koyreis, this is the Kur Hagodl Bedeko, and it seems this is perhaps harder than the bikoyes. It's more difficulty. Mafalpikain, it is not a raya that the behemoth is a briyet. We can't bring a raya from the chil. Besure masni hochi, the pimpadisa masni hochi. So, in sure, the Messiah was that Rav Yehuda Amarav said that Mesukenis is called Shamida Moisa Veinai Medis, and then there were others that said, Mishmei de Rav, that the Psabiga Rebusa Afilu Achelas Bikois. Bepumpedisa Masni Hochi, Heichi Domi Mesukenis, Omar Rav Yehuda Amarav, kol shemamide noiso ve'eino imedes va'afilu eicheles bekoyis. So in Pumbadise they said, Rav himself had said this revuse, not someone said mishmei de Rav. Romi ba'yiches galoma ra'afilu eicheles koyis. Ashkechinu Shmuel l'talmide de Rav. Shmuel found the talmide de Rav. What did Rav say by Misukenes? How, what birurim do we need to show that the Shechita was a kosher Shechita and that it died after the Shechita, because of the Shechita? What simonim did Rav say do we need to show that that she was a Briya b'shas the Shechita? Amru lei. Hochi Yomar Rav, Rav gave three simonim which are a birur that after the Shechita she did one of these three things. Other goya, either was screaming, or the tila rei, or was matul rei, v'kishke shabozna, hareize pirchis. So these three are a simon of pirchis that she was alive b'shas the shechita. Just let's see Rashi from before. Afilu b'kiyah sheyesh l'koyach b'shinel. The kivin de'enoi medes. Misukenesi, the achila is not a hechoche on the b'riyas haguf. Rami b'achesko le'povel, poligad rabbi d'olot. Fuyye yosa, v'chein rab chanine. Besura Masniochet Kida Omar Rav Chanina Hoisev Ad Rav Yehuda Afilu Eicheles Bekiyo Yisev Pumbadisa Masni Rav Yehuda Gufei Sain Barochi Goya V'Yitila Rei Oizeh Oizeh Goya Tzayekes K'moy im yige sheir al beliloi, a posik in Iyov, if a sheir will scream if it has tvue that bolol in front of him. Amalohu. The third thing is v'kishkisha ba'ozla, that it moved its ears. These are three simoni pilches that Rav holds, that these are three simoni pilches. Amalohu. So Shmuel told the Talmidei de Rav, itrelei la'abe la'zuzi uni. That means, in order to be mevara, that the shechita was good and she did not die in the process of the shechita, you need such a bira of a lazuzi uni to move the ears, to wiggle the ears. Sha'ani aima, I personally hold, kol sha'enoi dvorim sha'amisa oise, as long as it's not something that is a simen on misa. My ninu dvorim shamisa oise, omar ravone le didi meforshali minei demar shmu. Oiso yodo kfufo, if bishas the gmar shchite was yodo kfufo. U poshtiso, and then later, after the gmar misa, so it was poshit the yad, that's double shamisa oise. That is a pule that comes with misa, that does not show chiyus. But pshuta, but what is bishas the gemar shchita, the foot was poshut, it was straight. The kofifo, and then it bent the foot, that dvorim she'ein ha-misa oisa. That already, that is not a poil yoytze from misa, that's a hichocha that is still chiyus. Was capable of bending a straight foot. That is what Shmuel holds. Like the Gemara, Maika Mashmalon Tanina. We learned this in the Mishnah. Behema dake sheposhta yoda v'loy hechzira psula. If it was poshat yoda, it's posul she'eino elo eitzos nefesh. That's not pichus, that's a tzos nefesh, that's a matzav of a tzos nefesh. Ha'ich zira k'sheira. But you see clear, ha'ich zira k'sheira, so what is Shmuel telling us? The Mishnah says already this simen. So the Gemara says, no, imi mas nisim, hava mine, davke, de kaifa, uposhta, vahoda kaifa. The diak of the Mishnah is I could be medayik as follows. The Mishnah says, "Hoisa yoda kfufa uposhtesa." So then, that is not a pirches. So I am medayik from that. V'lo yechzira. If it will be yechzira, so then it's good. So the pashtus of the Mishnah could mean that there was two pa'ulas. It was kfufa uposhtesa, and then later, it was echzire. So, poshtesa and echzire, these two pulas, that's a simen of pirches. That I could learn from the Mishnah. So, Shmuel was machadish, that if it was poshtesa before, and echzire, that also was a simen pirches. Echzire alone, poshtesa is a simen misa. But hechzira, that is a simen apiches. That's what the Moshe says. Ima mas nisen abamine davke de kaifa uposhta va de kaifa. Okay, it did these three things. It was kafuv, and then poshta va de kaifa. Avo pshuta, if it was pshuta alone, the kafisa. The kafafta loy kamash malon, as that is also enough. That bringing it back, that alone is a simen of pirches. Let us see what Rashi says. La abo le rav avekori le Shmuel hochi. Is Shmuel called Rav Abba? Mishum kovet. Als kovet. So Shmuel said, and Rav, he needs such a big simin, lazuzi uni, v'farcheis ha'izen b'tmiya, the pirches chiyas godolos, and this is a real big chiyas to wiggle the years. Azuzi loshim azizen oisim im koimoy, sha'ani oima, I hold sheine tzriche kol kach, ela kol pirches, shemesukenis mafacheses, it's not a pool of Eitzos Nefesh. That is the Havi Pirchus Kedulakama. She'ein Amisa Oisa B'Shas Eitzos Nefesh Kozula Mesa. B'Bei Medaka Koydi Lagasa V'Lakfufa Poshtisa. That's also Havi Pirchus by Bei Medaka. Imi Duki Demas Nisan Havi Gemrin Lo Kedekadaikas Achzira Ksheirem. Mashmam shepostis of mikfifusa verzira. That means that it did two things. It was postis of mikfifusa, it was kafuf, and then it was poishit, and verzira. So these two pulas have a shame pirchis. Avokshuta meikore, in all it did, the kafafta loy, kamashmalon, that's the chiddush of Shmuel. The heichid avokshuta meikore, the kafafta have a pirchus, that alone is also called a pirchus. Let us see the second thesis. For the first thesis, we have to learn the Gemara further. Itzach leila abba, perish bekuntres, the shmuel have a kori hochi l'rav beloshin kovit. They called him a abba, psazayatate, that was beloshin kovit. Uba'orech pirish shekach shemoy. But his name was Abba. The Rabbi Yekoyren Oysel Shem Chshivusoy. They called him Rav because he was drop. They called him Rav. Kamoide Bechol Duchti Avakoyle Rebbe L'Rab Yehuda Anosi. Rab Yehuda Anosi was the Rebbe, Rabbeinu HaKodesh. So Memele, his real name was Abba. Ushmuo Shahoya Chaveiroi Hoyekereyu Bishmoy. So Pshat is not, you have to say, why he called Rav Abba. His name was Abba. Now everyone called him Rav, because Lefi Kvoida in Faker, Shmuel was a contemporary of Rav, so he called him by his name, he called him Abba. Agavuch Nechsam Sefer says Rashi did not want to learn like this, because the father of Shmuel was Abba. The name of the father of Shmuel was Abba. So he wouldn't call someone else by his name if that was his father's name. So he wouldn't call. So that's why Rashi did not want to learn like the Oro. Abba, Rechem Yisrael, Abba is a Loshin Kovet. That's why Rashi did not want to learn like the Oro. Now Tosfos is going to bring a lot of places that we see that Shmuel called them Abba. V'chein l'kama, ihochi yomar Abba, lo yoda betreifes klum, uba'alvei psochim, gabi guzlaya, vuzilaya, la'abba. Perhaps the gears is verkehrt by us, but upon him, they're speaking about that the shaila is, if it's called a silik minasude, if they'll still bring some tempting macholim, so Poshet it's Uzilaya and Goizlaya. That's what says in the Gemara. Uzilaya is the types of mushrooms. Shmuel like these mushrooms. Rav like the Goizlas. So Laabe, so there he's speaking about Rav. He called him by his name. Bepeire kol gagoy, ikopit abe, kotri bei hemyona. They're speaking about that, speaking about a maisa, there was Rav and Shmuel were together in a chotzer, and there was a mechitza between this chotzer and the opposite chotzer. And each chotzer made its own eruv chatzeres, so the other chotzer, they didn't make an eruv chatzeres with the second chotzer, this chotzer, there was eruv chatzeres. There was a mechitza that was mavdol b'nei. The mechitza broke, fell down. So Shmuel held that since Bein HaShmoshes, they made an Eruv in Chatzeres, they were allowed to be metaltal in the Chotzer, even though now it's porutz to a Rishus that they can't be metaltal in, that's irrelevant, and they can be metaltal till the Mokim HaChotzer. So Shmuel told one of the Talmidim, the Alt Tznius, Alt Privacy, he told them, take my beged and spread it out between the two chatzeches, we should have some privacy. I mean, Shmuel held you allowed to carry, there's no shaila. Since Bein HaShmoshes were allowed to carry, they're still allowed to carry, even though now it's porutz to a reshus that not allowed to be metaltalin, but till the Mokim HaMechitza, he told someone to carry. To spread out a glima that they should have privacy. When Rav heard this, so Rav turned around. So pshat is, Rav turned around because Rav held that you're not allowed to be metaltal anymore. And so Memela, that was telling him to take the gleam and spread it out. He's being metaltal in the chotza. You know, Rav held you're not to be metaltal since the mechitza fell down. So Shmuel told the person who spread out, he said, so since Rav has akpode, he copied Abe, since Rav has akpode, kotru behim yonav. So be kosher this mechitze with a gartel, so it'll have a teres mechitze. So the maposhim amavai like this, and it's mavu in the Gemara also, that Rav, this was asrei de Shmuel. So, in Basrei de Shmuel, some of Mele, Shmuel held Yalat to be metaltal, so he said, take the glime and spread it out between the two chatzeres. Rav turned around to show that he's not masking to this psak. If someone will be an eyewitness, he'll say, no, Shmuel was there and Rav was also there. Seems Rav is also made it. So Rav turned around. But Shmuel realized that Rav had a psak potted that they're metaltal. So he said, so take a psak gartel and tie the mechitze with the glima with this gartel, so they have a teres mechitze. Shmuel is shitosai, there's no problem because it's not called a mechitza materes because he holds its mutter without the mechitza. But kaponim, so he's making this mechitza. Rav held, according to Rav Tosa. But kaponim, we see how Shmuel was very beididis with Rav. He copied Rav, kotre behim yonah. Uche perusha imashme, soy perik reishes hageis. Doma Rav Yechenen leisi, man reish sidre bebovel. Who's the Rosh Hashiv in Bavel? Amalei, Abba Ariche. The tall Abba, he's the cause all of Rabbi Yechanin, al shekorei kei. So he called him, he will see later that Isi called Rab Abba Ariche. So Taisvis, yeah. That means Rashi says that Abba is a Loshin Cheshivis. So Memela, so we'll see later that Rabbi Yechner and Taina and Issi, why he called him Abba Ariche, but if Abba is a Loshin Cheshivis, Ovi, Ovi, Rechev Yisrael, so what was the Hakpoda of Rabbi Yechen and Anisi. Rashi says over there, the Rav is Takalosh and Kovit, but you call him Rabbeinu. You don't, Rav is the Rosh Hashiv and Bovul. Rav is Takalosh and Kovit, but you should have called him Rabbeinu. And El Kaponim, Taisvis bin Zaraya to the Orach. They called him by his name, the tall Abbe. Because Olav Rav Yechanin al Shekore came, and he was curious that you called him Abba, the tall Abba. Mashme behed yeda Abba lab lo shechshivis. Umi mi mashe koyre bishmei lechudei loyhoya koyes. Now he called him by his name. He lav mishum dom ariche sheze lo shen gnai. The Rav Yechanin gufei, or your Kairayu Abba, בפרק יסי אדם. נרדה זה גמור, אבא משפחס בריא מהווה. אף על פי שרב יחושב הרבה מרבי יוחנן. I mean like this. The Rabbi Yochanan told the whole Musa Shmuz to Isi. He said, you call him Abba Arichet. He says, you know, when we learned by Rabbeinu HaKadosh, so Rav was sitting in front of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, and I was 17 rows behind. And these two were Mefalpo, Rav and Rabbeinu HaKadosh were Mefalpo, and I don't understand one word that they're talking about. So Memele, and you call him Abba Arich Eretaine. I'll call upon him. So Tachmadot want to say that Isi didn't want to call him Rabbeinu because he was afraid maybe it'd be a Pekiyat Rabbi Yechanim. But Rabbi Yechanim told him, Rab is much greater than me. I'll call upon him. So Taisha says like this. So what is the so according to the Oruch, according to Rashi, Taisus holds that Sam is a Shver. So if Abba is a Loshen Chshiva, so what's wrong with Abba? He was not a Machshiva. So therefore, Zarai to the Oruch, that Abba is his name. So Taisus says, calling him by his name is Eichnish Gefeldach. Even though he was much greater than them, that wouldn't be a Tainan, he said, because Rabbi Yechon in Gufe, Utake said that Rav was much greater than him, also called him Abba. Aber mit Mischpach es Briem habe, Arma Pischer aber Jehoshim habe in mir am Jöchen. Miu, so me meile, so verkehrt, so this is a bis, a stickel Reihe, that it's not a Loshin Kovid, it's his name, and that was the Akpode der Rabbi Jöchen had on Isi. But now Toises says, one kashe on the Oruch. Miu al Rav Huna to Oma Bepek Yeme Kippurim Ko Azul Abba Le Mikto Gavre Koshe Shoye Talmidei Vekeireyu Bishmoy. There the Gemara says there's a Maise Meseches Yume Amirlik a Maise that there was a Tabach that was Pigei Bekvoidoi Shal Rav and the whole year he never came to ask Mechila from Rav. So, Erev Yom Kippurim, Rav held, Samer de Gezach, Erev Yom Kippurim, Leach Sheveimus, he has to ask Mechila. So he was done in Lekapsus, was done a whole year, difficult for him to come to me, to ask Mechila. So he decided that he's going to go to this Tabach, and then Erev Yom Kippurim will go to the Tabach, and it'll be easy for the Tabach to ask him Mechila. So Mamela, so he went to the Tabach, Rav Huna saw Rav going, he asked Rav, where are you going? So Rav told him, I'm going to the Tabach. So Rav Huna told him, Ko Azul, Ko Ozil, Abba, Lemiktol Gavra. You're going to kill him. That's you're going to kill him. So, Rabbi Zal Petterberg is mevayer the Gemara that Kolzman, it wasn't easy for the Tabach to ask Mechila, so there wasn't such a tviya on the Tabach, why didn't ask Mechila? Yeah, that psashtiko was difficult. Now Rav is going to come, Erev Yom Kippurim, he's going to stand right in front of him. The Gemara relates what did the Tabach do? The Tabach was in the middle of chopping a head of a behemoth, and he saw a Rav, and he said, Zil, I have nothing to do with you. And they went and chopped the head, and a bone from the head of the behemoth went into his neck, and he died. So Al Kaponim, Rav Huna, there it says, Rav Huna said, Ko Ozol Abo Lemiktol Gavre. So there, according to the Oruch, is very shver. Shahoya Talmidai. Rav Huna was already a Talmud of Rav. V'kereyu b'shmoy. V'oma b'chelek mivneima ha'inenesh keichas imenei shekoro l'rabbi b'shmoy. V'perish ha'kontris d'abba loshem shivis neich. According to Rashi al Kaponim, that Gemara is very good. Bekitzer, we have here a machlokes Rav and Shmuel, Simone Pirchis, which are needed to show that even though the baby was a mesukenes, that al kaponim, it was alive through the shechita process. So Rav said that you need, he said, three simoni piches, goyet, screaming, or vitilorei, or vikishkisha, baosnat, wiggle the tears. These three are simoni piches. Meisve, fekte gemorim, abyeisi, oimer, goye, bishashchite, einze pirchus. That Rameyer said, if it's screaming, b'shashchite, that's not called pirches. Rabbi Leza, Rabbi Yosi, Yoyma, Mishmoy, from Rabbi Yosi, afilu iti lorei, b'kishke shabiz nove, ain't ze pirches. Iti lorei is also not pirches. So now we see that these simoni pirches that Rav gave, Rameyer says they're not simoni pirches whatsoever. So the Gemara says, kosher goye agoye. So here it says goye is not a simen pirches, Rav said, this is a simen pirches. Kosher rei arei. So the Gemara says, goye agoye, loy kashe. Hoda ovi kola, hoda ami kola. It matters, it's screaming, but if it's with a thick voice or a weak voice, if it's screaming with a loud voice, that's a simen pirches. That means there's still chiyas there. If it's a whisper, a dami kola, that's what Ramey is speaking about, but that is not a simen pirches. Reya, nami loy koshen. Kan b'shei seses, kam b'matrezes. Shei seses means that the tzoye is dribbling out of the behemoth, so that is not a simen of chiyas. Matrezes means it's Heilich Bekoyach. So that is a simen of Pirchus. Let us see Rashi. The Rashi Mishmoy Shal Rab Yosi. Hod Amarav Leil Goya Have Pirchus Tohovi Kolo. Shohoya Koylo Ovo Bachazoko. The Vadai Osi Mikoyachis. That's if there's such a loud scream, that's a simen deschiyas. To omikolo keyo metagamina namya, it's like a weak coil, a whimper, that is not a simen of chiyas. Sheish seses besomoch, it just dribbles out close to the baby. Matreses le merochig, pechiyas uze, that shows that there's still chiyas in the baby. Zokte lotina the taptoisvis. Goya, Rav had said that he said three simonei piches. Goya, oi hiti lo rei, o vekish kisha ba'ozno, areise piches. So Taisus says, afilu le Rav Gamliel, seems Taisus was Geyrus Rav Gamliel, the first man the Yom and the Mishnah, the Machmir. It says in the Mishnah, uboi pirchus yad veregel, we had in the Mishnah different simonei piches. Gamliel says that you need to be mefaches yad viregel. Rabbi Lezer said zinuk, that the blood gushed out. And then the Chachamim said, piches oy viyad oy viregel. And now, Rav is telling us some new oifanim of piches. Goya vitilorei bekishke shabos. So Taisvi says, the pshat in Rav is, afilu l'ram Gamliel, the machmir, Uboi pilchus yad viregel. That only that is a simen chiyus. Choshev hai pilchus. These paulas of goya vitilrei vikishkisha baosna. This is a simen pilchus. Ulahochi porich shape mi bereise. So that's John the Gemara's kasha. Titoni besomach goya vitilrei einze pilchus. Like this. If Rav is going according to the Chachomim, so then we don't have a kasha. We could say that this Merameya holds like Rav Gamliel, so you need a goya is not enough of a simen, just like Zvahoykis the Chachomim and Rav Gamliel. Rav Gamliel holds you need Pichas Yad Veregel, and the Chachomim holds Yad Veregel, and Rav holds that the Goy is good. He's holding like the Chachamim. So Kochos is Muchach of the Gemara is Takash is Oiskishpart. That Rav holds like Rav holds like Ram Gamliel. He's being Moisef other Simone Pirchus. Ushmuel the Omar and Shmuel that had a Taina and Rav. Toma itzach le la'abo azuzi unim. He tiny the Rav says he needs such a strong simen apirches that it wiggles its ears. Sova ki rabbonon. He holds like the rabbonon. Toomri yad oiregel. Oyad oiregel. You don't need such a big simen apirches. Olochi poch le the rabbonon, the meforish milse de shmuel. Taninen, the pshita da libe da rabbonon, pshuta vekofa reise piches, kvufo poshta lava piches. So if Shmuel holds like the Chachamim, so you need only a small simen of chiyas. So what is the chiddush of Shmuel? That poshta by bemedak is no good, kofa is good. The Mishnah says like that, and you paskin like the Chachamim. Therefore, you had to say, no, you could make a toys pshat in the Chachamim, that perhaps you need posht a big kofa for, so I'm telling you, no, kofa for alone is enough. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Chisde, Pirchis Sha'omru, that what it says, you need Pirchis, whatever, you need Pirchis, besoif shchite. The Pirchus has to be Besoif Shchit. That's a member of Rav Chisda. And this is a member that means Rav Chisda heard this member. I heard that the Pirchus has to be Besoif Shchit. And now Rav Chisda is Mevaya. What is Pshat in this member which I heard? My Besoif Shchit, Be'emtza Shchit. It means that in the middle of the Shchita, before the Gemar of the Shchita, there's the Tchile, there's the Emtz, and there's the Seif Shchita. So that what the Seif Shchita means after the Tchile, the Emtz, Lafuki Tchile Shchita Deloy. Now let us see what Rashi explains Rav Chisda. Omar Rav Chisda, Pichesh Omru, Ani Shamati B'Seif Shchita. I heard that the Pichus has to be Besoif Shchita, va'ani meforish, and now I'll explain what does that mean. This is my opinion of, to explain of what I heard. My Soif Shemati, emsa Shchita, it means it has to be in the middle of the Shchita, not in the beginning. Va'hai de kori le'soif, so why is this called Soif Shchita? La'puki betchila Shchita Pichus. If it wasn't the Trila Shchita, that is no good. Even if the Tchilas, if the Pirchus was in the Tchilas Shchita, even the Be'emtza Shchita loy Pirchuso, so if the Pirchus was only in the beginning of the Be'emtza, loy Havila Chiyuse, and here the Lashon is very unclear. Let us just see the Shita Mekubet says, Nusach Acha Peperish Ksav Yad, this is Ois Yud Beis, Kiven de Be'emtza Shchite Loi Haves Lochi Yuse Ki Hai Asire Tahu Pirches Ave Mishum Netiles Neshome. That means if the Pirches was in the beginning, we're talking about, there's a Pirchus, Rashi explains again, there's a strong Pirchus, and he says, whatever the strong Pirchus is, it has to be Be'emtza Shchita. So if it's Be'emtza Shchita, we'll see soon in Rashi, so I can assume that by the Gemar Shchita was still alive. But if the strong Pirchus was Betchilas Hashchita, later you didn't see something equivalent to that. Be'emtza Hashchita, you saw some movement, but there wasn't a strong piches, so I'll attribute the that movement and the emtsa shchita, that's already netilus neshama, that it died already with that. That's a simen of dying. A simen that it lived through the shchita is, if you have whatever the shir piches is, if you have a shir piches, the emtsa shchita, so memele, then I can assume that the chiyas that I see now the behema has will continue till the end of the shchita. But if you have a pirchas at the beginning of the shchita, I have no right to assume that the chiyas, that's what I saw, I have no right to assume that it continued living through the whole shchita. In the small movements that occurred in the emtsa shchita, I attribute to Misa. I attribute to Misa. So the Gemara says, Mino Omar Rav Chisda. Mafukitzila Shrita Loi. Omar Rav Chisda Mino Aminalo. How do I know this? That you need a Pirchis Bamsa Shita here. The Snan. That a pirchas b'emtsa shchita is good. Rav Chisda said, he's saying a mashmois fakert and delosha. He had a kabbalah, he need pirchas b'soif shchita, and he's saying that soif does not mean literally soif. Soif means b'emtsa shchita. Omar Rav Chisda mino aminalo. How do I know this? That a pirchas b'emtsa shchita is sufficient. This nan, we learned in the Mishnah, behema dake sheposhta yoda v'loi hichsira. A behema dake that stuck out his hand, and he didn't bring it back, psula. So it's possible. Amos. So, Rav Chisda said, when did this is not a simen pirchis. This is not a simen pirchis. Amos, when did the behemah dake stick out his hand? Ilema b'soif shchita. If b'soif shchita stuck out his hand, kol heichi, teichi v'teizel. So what do you want? What you want it should do b'soif shchita? Elala b'emtsa shchita. So let us see Rashi. So Rashi says like this, Menoa minalo, Tahai soif sheshamati emtsahu. And it doesn't mean, Eimas poshta v'loyech zira. The case that the Mishnah says that poshta v'loyech zira is not a simen pirchis. Damrinim psule. If it's by the end of the shrite, the la'acher sheshochta, after the shchita, loy tizgi bepshitas yad, b'loy kvife, b'loy kvife v'tmiya. That means, he said like this, he said, what do you expect after the shchita? After the shchita, it's a behemah dake, it stuck out his hand, since it didn't return it, he says, what do you want after this? It's geshachten already. So what do you want after the shchita? So what does that mean? So that means like this. That means after the shchita, if it did this, it's adarapa. What more can you expect? The pirchis is be'emtsa shchita. So if be'emtsa shchita did something that showed it had koyach, it was poshta yoda behechzira. So then I can assume that this chiyas that it has can last from the emtsa shchita till the soif. That means that it has X amount of chiyas be'emtsa shchita. It's waning, fashteitzer. But I can assume that from the emtsa shchita till the soif, there's enough chiyas to last and it's geshacht. But if it's poshta yodo, which is a smaller amount of chiyas, so that I have to be chayish that this chiyas will wane out before the gemar shchita. But if you say that it's that soif means soif mamish. So kolaychet the kolaych. So that was Rav Chisda's kasha. Kolaychi teichi v'teizul. That this is not enough. What do you want? The lacha sheshocha leitazgi. How long do you want it to live? Leitazgi b'mshitas yad v'loy kvife bitmiye. The Balamoyer asks on Rashi, that's why the Masha says Tosfos learned a different pshat. That, so, the Svar, Rav Chisda is saying a Svarim. That means Rav Chisda is saying, this whole Echok is Mikoyach Svarim. That it's Geshochten already, so how much more Chiyas do you expect that the Behemah should have after the Shechita? Poshta Yodo should be enough. Now, Rav Chisda is saying this Mikoyach Svarim. So he doesn't have to bring the Loshna Mishnah. Mino Amina Lo, this Nan, he brings the Mishnah. He doesn't have to bring the Mishnah. He could ask Misvore, why is Poshta, that's the Kasha of the Balamoy. The Balamoy says, according to Rashi, you don't have to bring the Loshna Mishnah. Rav Shloime Pirish, kol heichi teichi v'teizel, v'la'ache shchita leitazgele b'pshites yad b'loi kvife, that shouldn't be enough. V'koshelon al hodin perushe. If this is pshat in Rav Chisda, l'may itzlech leida Rav Chisda l'mifshitei mimas nisen. He wanted to be poishited from the Mishnah, l'maduki de kodayik mimas nisen. Not he's being arrived from the Mishnah, only Misvore the Namshe. He just saying a Svore. If the Pichas is called Besoib Shchite, Kaleiche Teiche V'Teizel, so how much Shchis do you have there, Besoib Shchite? It's a Svore, it's nothing to do with the Mishnah. Ela perish kachu duki der Rav Chisda. So the Balamoyer says that pshat in Rav Chisda is like this: midisnan she'ena elo hitzois nefesh. The Mishnah explains that what it stuck out of saying that hitzois nefesh. V'besoif shchitu hu meitzias nafsha leidaylo. So what's the calamity if it's meitzi nafsha besoif shchitu? Shegomro shchitos emechan koinim sheteitze nafsha. And that's Pshat Rabbeinu Tam also. And I think that's what the Marsha is. The main Tam is, that's me like the Balamoyer. Ilema besayv shchite kol heiche teiche v'teizo. Mefosh Rabbeinu Tam, the midiktoni. The Mishnah explains why it's no good. You know why it's no good? Shein eloi tzos nefesh. That sticking out the hand, that's a tzos nefesh. So what's the problem with the tzos nefesh besayf ha-shchite? The auto miloi choysa harbe, it didn't live long enough. It has to live through the process of the shchite. Now after the shchite, you see it stuck out of its hand, which is a simon of death. Imloi hitziya namsha tzoyf shchite, so that's good enough. So it's a raya that the Mishnah is speaking about be'emtza shchite. So if there was a pirchas chazoke of it stuck out his hand and brought it back, then I can assume that there's enough chiyus to last till the gemar shchite. But if it was only I see a yodos, if I can't, I see it died be'emtza shchite. So therefore, it's no good.